Authorities in Texas say they want a little more time to test the water that will come from a new treatment process in drought-stricken Wichita Falls. The city may soon become the first in the country where half of the drinking water comes directly from wastewater, including what's flushed down the local toilets. Yeah, this is the moment in the story in which some grown-ups gag and the 7-year-old in the back seat giggles. Some residents of Wichita Falls are viewing this plan to alleviate a water shortage with distaste. From member station KERA, Shelley Koffler reports.
After 3 years of extreme drought, life is a little different in Wichita Falls.
No outside irrigation whatsoever with potable water. Car washes are closed, for instance, for one day a week. If you drain your pool to do maintenance, you're not allowed to fill it.
That's Mayor Glenn Barham. He says citizens are doing what they can, and they've cut water use by more than a third. But water supplies are still expected to run out in 2 years. So, the city's built a 13-mile pipeline that connects its wastewater plant directly to the plant where water is purified for drinking. That's right. What residents flush down the toilets will be part of what's cleaned up and sent back to them through the tap.
I think it's gross. I mean, it's recycled wastewater that we could possibly be drinking.
Marissa Olivares isn't the only Wichita Falls resident who says she plans to switch to bottled water.
And drink
water.
Tap or bottled? Bottled.
At Gidget Snack Shack downtown, customer Kira Smith also plans to spend extra money on bottled water when the recycled wastewater begins to flow.
The thought of it definitely grosses me out. I'm sure that they would, you know, clean it and filter it up to standards, but I think just the idea would be sort of a mindset kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The mayor insists the water will be clean and safe. And the city's undertaken a massive education campaign to explain the science behind the process, known as direct potable reuse. It's been used in one other city, also in Texas, but not on the scale that's being done here. Some people unceremoniously call it toilet to tap. But the city official overseeing this process, Daniel Nix, says that's not really what's happening.
The vast majority of water that enters a wastewater plant did not come from a toilet. They come from sinks and bathtubs and washing machines and dishwashers.
Right now, wastewater here is treated and then emptied into the nearby Big Wichita River, where a natural cleansing process takes place. That water's carried downstream to a big reservoir where other cities treat it some more before drinking it. Nick says his city will recreate that natural cleansing process inside the plant.
We just don't have time to put the water out into a body of water, a wetland or a lake, and allow nature to take its course. Inside the plant, we speed those processes up. So rather than wait several weeks for ultraviolet radiation from the sun to disinfect or kill bacteria, we do it in the plant using chlorine.
Nix shows off the equipment that will blend that treated wastewater with the city's dwindling supply of lake water. The 50-50 mix will get more chlorination, advanced filtering, and reverse osmosis. That will eliminate unwanted minerals, bacteria, and parasites like Giardia.
Chips, sir.
At Gidget Snack Shack, owner Julia Spence says she trusts the city.
We do have to give them a benefit of the doubt because they have done their research, they've spent a whole lot of money, they've tested.
She has to.
This is where I was born and raised, and I'm not ready to close my business and pack up and move.
Mayor Barham says as soon as the state gives the go-ahead, he plans to take the first sip of the recycled wastewater. And he's betting that most of his neighbors will also raise a glass and drink. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Koffler in Dallas, Texas.